Blog Talk Radio. Introducing Shechem Tepraim Sa'a. Welcome back to Jawanza for Life, sir. As always, it's a pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here, brother, and thank you once again for that introduction. And I say heads up to you and to the audience. And we look forward to a very exciting interchange.
Yes, sir. As stated, there's a workshop that's going to be coming up on November the 1st, and it's going to be on five elements, balancing Qigong, Shekhem Shekhem, Ra'un Nefer Amen is going to be presenting that. And to that end, we are doing this show to help prepare the family for that, and so that they can get an understanding of actually what they're going to be learning at the workshop and potentially even benefiting from at the workshop. If we can share with the listeners, for those who don't understand, I don't want to assume that everybody knows what Qigong is. So if we could start there so that people can have a background, a backdrop, a foundation upon which to build this discussion. What is Qigong? Because, again, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about Qigong. They've heard about traditional Chinese medicine. Some people might not know the difference between Qigong and Tai Chi, or they might assume that it's a martial art. But so that we can dispel any myths and give a proper understanding of what it is and what they can look forward to, what is Qigong?
Okay. All right, but before we get into that, I just wanted to take advantage of just to reiterate what you were saying in terms of Shekhem Shekhem Ra'un Nefer Amen the First coming to the Washington, D.C. area on November 1st. And we want to really take advantage of that because Shekhem Shekhem has been very, very good at making sure that he puts out a tremendous amount of literature that's really designed to uplift African people in the world as a whole. And we know about the series of Madunatera books, 1-7, and a whole host of books on Qigong and Menair books and books on balancing the life force, homeopathy, etc. So this is one of another series of events in, that he's putting forward in an effort to really help enlighten us as a people and to put tools in our hands where we could really help ourselves grow and develop and move forward out of our situation of challenges, etc. And so we welcome him in that light and as a continuation of his efforts and his dedication, you know, for bringing this information to us. So in terms of the element, in terms of the Qigong, in terms of a broader sense, right, the word Qi refers to the life force or energy, right? And when we say life force or energy, we're talking about in a very, very broad sense, not just bioenergy, but energy in a very, very broad sense, because energy is the agent of change in all life expressions, be it so-called an inanimate object or an animate object. So we're looking at this thing that we call life force, this Qi force, this energy, and Gong refers to what we call cultivation. Right. So Qigong is the cultivation of energy, and Pacific, as it relates to us, is the cultivation of the life force. And why that's important? Because the life force is responsible for any and all things that we are about doing, that we can accomplish. Meaning that in life, you know, life is about doing, is about accomplishing, is about being involved in something, about being engaged, and you need energy to be able to do that, right? And in the process of being engaged, you want to be intelligent about what you're engaged in, intelligent about what you're doing, right? So in a sense, this life force, we're saying, give us the capacity to be active, to be engaging, to have the ability to be functional in terms of what we choose to do, and at the same time, give us the insight, the wisdom, and understanding of why we want to do it. All that's part of the life force. So Qigong is about cultivating this life force to allow us to be more functional and more optimal and more insightful in terms of what we do and how we do it in the world itself, in our living, right? You mentioned things like Tai Chi, you mentioned things like Kung Fu, etc. But from what we understand is that all of this comes for the most part from out of the Oriental tradition. And what we come to understand that the mother or the grandmother of these martial arts systems is Qigong. Because at the bottom line with all Kung Fu factors or Tai Chi factors or whatever particular five elements, whatever they do in terms of different martial arts positions, martial arts regimens, at the bottom line, you have to cultivate the life force. So Qigong deals with how do you go about cultivating the life force, but more importantly, or more extensively, what is the life force, right? What are you cultivating, and how does the life force express itself as a organized system structure within the body? And that's where the concept of meridians come in, which we could talk about as we move forward.
Okay, well, everybody. The phone lines are lighting up. Again, for the people that are listening by telephone, if you press 1 during the course of this discussion, if you have a question or a comment for Shechem Tepra Im Sa'ad, just press 1 and it will let me know that you have a question, and I'll come to you and you can ask your question or make your comment. If you're listening online, the call-in number is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. The topic of today's discussion is 5 Elements Balancing Qigong. There's going to be a workshop in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, November the 1st. That's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m., and we're going to be telling you all about that. And I know that, again, after you hear this interview, you're going to definitely want to make it a point to be there. Shechem Shechem, Dr. Raul Nefa Amen is going to be there. And as Shechem Tepra Im Sa'ad has said, that over the years, Dr. Amen has been really giving us just the tools that we need to succeed in life. And just when you think that you have all the tools, he'll come out with another book or come out with another, you know, sharing something with us. And for years, he's been giving this information to us. And again, this workshop is no exception. This open house is free, okay? He's coming from New York to D.C. to give a free open house, okay? So now I want everybody within the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, or if you're not in this area and you have relatives or friends in the area, you need to share this information. We want to show Dr. Amen how much we love him. We want to give back some of that love that he's been giving to us for over 40 years. And again, you want to make sure that you make it to the workshop. We'll tell you all about the workshop as we get further into the interview. My special guest today is Shechem Tepra Im Sa'ad. Brother, you mentioned the life force. And if we could delve into that a bit more, because a lot of times we hear certain terms in central to this discussion, the life force is, I mean, we can't have this discussion without discussing the life force. It's like what you mentioned, it gives us our energy. It is our energy. And without it, we are not here anymore. Without it, when the life force is gone, we're gone. And I think so many people go through and spend their life not even considering the effect that the life force and cultivating the life force has on our optimal wellness, unless you're into some sort of traditional Chinese medicine or have been exposed to it. It's not even something that, you know, crosses the average person's mind. So what would be a symptom of somebody whose life force is out of balance that would put them in the need to have their life force balanced? How would they know? What would be one of the signs or a few of the signs to determine that?
Well, if we start having that conversation, we probably would be here until 10 years from now. but the way I would like to answer that is in somewhat of an indirect way, but at the same time, we'll definitely get it. This whole concept of the life force is basically the energy that you need to be functional. And functionality is not just limited to physical functionality. Functionality also involves what we call emotional functionality, mental functionality, spiritual functionality. So we look at every aspect of our quote-unquote our functionality, right? All our physiological, chemical activities, how we express emotions, be it joy, be it grief, be it sadness, be it fear, anger, worry, etc., peace, joy, right? All those are expressions of the life force, right? When we think about mental activity like analysis, reflection, meditating, you know, deductions, all those things are functional activities. It's functional on a mental level. So everything that we do, you know, from the standpoint of the functionality of every cell, the metabolic activity throughout the entire body, anabolism, catabolism, our body capacity to heal, regenerate, all this functionality, but on all levels. So the life force is responsible for the quality, right? And the quality and the quantity of functionality on all levels. So when we talk about cultivating the life force, everything that we do requires life force. And the quality of that life force is how the quantitative measure of it, right, determines how far we're able to do whatever we choose to do and the quality of that expression. So it's everything, right? Mm-hmm. Now, to say a little bit more about the life force, we know the life force comes from And this is the part we tend to somewhat passively have that understanding, but the real element about Qigong that's very important to focus on is that we say cultivation of the life force, but what does that mean, the cultivation piece? Because that's where the key, once you understand the life force is, what does it mean to cultivate it? And that's the part that a lot of people miss and the importance of it, right? To say something about the life force in a very broad sense can be divided up into two aspects, what we call yin and what we call yang, right? The yin aspect of life force is responsible for that ability to be introverted, to be internal, right, to be able to heal, to regenerate. It's responsible for all our anabolic activity, meaning the healing, regenerating, and rebuilding of the body. Our capacity to sleep very, very deeply, to be able to go into trance, to internalize, to reflect. That's a critical piece. Because that's what gives us the ability to reflect on life, and reflection gives us the opportunity to understand, and what we understand will give value to things. So based on our capacity to reflect, internalize, understand, giving values to things, that our values determine our priorities, determines what we do. But that's a yin aspect of the life force. An inability to do that will hinder your capacity to really give value to the things in your life and your choices in terms of what you choose to do. That can have major consequences. The so-called yang aspect of life force give us the driving force, the power, the means, you know, the energy to go out and to do the things that we have to do, physically do what we have to do, to physically get engaged, etc., to externalize. That's the yang aspect of our life force. It determines how viable you are as an entity, right? So that's very, very important. So when we look at everything that we do in a very broad sense, right, we make decisions based on what we value, right, and we implement those decisions via the energy, the fire, the vitality of the life force. So the life force is how do we cultivate that. So what we're talking about is cultivating yin and yang. So when we talk about the life force, it's broad divisions, yin and yang, how do we cultivate it? And the balancing of those two, this is the key element, how you balance the yin or yang to allow for equal, allow for introspection and extrospection, or introverted activity and extroverted activity, how you balance that. But that covers everything in terms of what we do. Right. So the Qigong has deals with a way of living, lifestyles, and a more specific way, exercises where you are aimed at modulating, right, and cultivating and increasing the life force. So Qigong is a system of living, right, that involves eating, right, it involves, let's say, lifestyle, it involves your behavior in terms of how you function, it involves how you tie into specific movements and even healing sounds, and moxibustion. There's different methods in terms of Chinese medicine, right, that can really help modulate the life force. So how do you manage it? How do you modulate it? How do you cultivate these techniques for the purpose of maintaining balance, a yin and yang balance? And we could further get into how this yin and yang balance manifests itself in terms of what we call the five elements.
Well, again, that is, I see that this whole system of Qigong has taken the study of the human body to a whole nother level. I mean, growing up here in the West, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have been exposed to allopathic medicine, and it appears that when you're talking about traditional Chinese medicine, when you're getting into Qigong and the different organ systems in the body, I mean, they're viewing health and wellness and treatment, shall I say, from a whole nother level. And I just want to encourage everybody again to make sure that you can get out to the workshop, or shall I say the open house, on this Sunday, November the 1st, to learn more about this exciting system. Again, this is just another tool that you're going to need to succeed in life. Baba, if you could talk about the role of the breath, even as it relates to Qigong. Breathing is something that we all have done from the moment we came into this world. We took our first breath, and we've been breathing ever since. And oftentimes people have no clue concerning the correlation between health and breathing. Many of us don't breathe deep enough. Many of us don't know how to breathe. If you could talk about Qigong and the role that even breath plays, it's something that we all do. It's something that we do without even thinking it. You know, we do it. I mean, it's an automatic response. We breathe. But it's such a vital part of our functioning, and I'm sure that in Qigong that the breath plays a vital role. Could you talk about that?
It's an essential role. In fact, the essence of Qigong is breathing, right? Because when you breathe, you increase the life force. You vitalize the life force. So when we talk about energy, we talk about the vital force, right? You nurture that, you strengthen that, you cultivate that through breathing, right? So it's the essence of Qigong is breathing. Now, we can take that. There's different ways that you could express that breathing process. I mean, we take that breathing, we do it through exercise regimens. We do it through healing sounds, right? We do it through meditative deep breathing, right? But the essence of Qigong is how you breathe, right? Now, to give it a little bit more substance, going back to the whole concept of yin and yang, right? I mean, there's a yin aspect of the breath, so to speak, and there's a yang aspect of the breath. But what we want to note about this yin, this energy system, this energy, because if that we breathing, what we doing, we cultivating energy. And what we want to know about energy, we just talked about that energy has these two broad divisions, what we call yin and yang, female and male, etc. But what's also very critical to note about energy, that energy also manifests itself in cycles. And this is very important, right? So this yin and yang, right, as energy modifications, this a dual aspect of energy manifests itself in cycles. And that's important because when we're talking about cycles, what we're talking about is basically different phases that energy goes through. And that's important to understand because this yin and yang reflects itself in terms of cycles. We tend to see it most vividly in terms of the seasons. So we have, let's say, for example, we got the summer, we got the fall, we have the winter, and then we have the spring. Right? And what happens is when we talk about yang, the height of this yang activity or the height of the yang energy manifests itself during the summertime. Right? The height of the yin energy manifests itself during the wintertime. And then we have the in betweens. We have the fall, which is the life force moving towards the yin side, and then we have the spring, which is the life force moving towards the yang side. So what we have is these four modalities of energy, right, showing itself as the summer, as the fall, as the winter, and the spring. Now, what's critical about that is as this one energy that has two primary divisions, yin and yang, and then has manifested itself as four phases of the yin and yang. What's critical about that, every time this energy changes, right, there's different activities, there's different realities, there's different abilities that underlines that. Meaning that the force of this yang energy of the summertime, which we call the very, very hot and dry in terms of how you would qualify a yang energy, its element is fire, and it corresponds, by the way, to what we call a heart organ meridian. When I say correspond to the heart organ meridian, what I mean is that this yang energy predominates in the heart organ meridian. What allows what we call the heart organ meridian to function well, right, is this hot and dry energy, which is manifested at its extreme during the summertime. So there are certain activities that take place on the planet and in our bodies physiologically, that is because of the nature of the energy is very, very hot and dry. When energy is very, very hot and dry, we know that we tend to use water, so the body becomes drier, but there's more heat in our body. So all the activities that we tend to do that requires fire, that requires dryness, physiological activity, emotional activity, mental activity, is maximized, in fact, is allowed to be because of the energy. In the same during the wintertime. The wintertime, the energy is very, very cold and it's very, very moist. And so that all activities that require a very low temperature and a very moist temperature maximize its capacity to be during that time of year. So we're talking about on a physiological level, we're talking about an emotional level, and I'm talking about on a mental level. So we're saying that all we can classify all of our activities, all of our emotional expressions, all of our mental activities according to the modality of energy or the mode of energy that gives it life. So Qigong has a lot to do with cultivating the life force and balancing the life force, but also making sure that as the energy fluctuates through its various cycles, through its various phases, that your body is in harmony with those energies. Because if you get a situation where you have an excess fire, and if your life force has an excess fire, then it can manifest itself as a lot of aggressive, a lot of anxiety, a lot of irritated kind of behavior. If your life force had an excess cold and moist or wintry force or watery force, right, then that manifests itself as a lot of internalization, a lot of lack of drive, a lack of get up and go. You don't want to move. You just want to just kind of just very, very internal. And the power to externalize would be very, very low. So when we look at every activity that we need to live in life, how life challenges us in all different types of ways, where we have to manifest different types of energies, different types of mental activities, different types of emotional expression. All these things require energy, and all of them, those different energies, those different ways of expressing ourselves through some life challenge is specific to some energy system, to some energy modality. So if we live in such a way that the energy in our bodies is in balance, be it what we call, let's say, a spring energy, what we call it's governed by the liver, that liver energy is in balance. If the lungs is governed by the fall governs the lungs, that lung energy, organ meridian is in balance, the same thing with the heart organ meridian or possibly the kidney organ meridian or the spleen. If those energies are in balance, then that manifests itself as an imbalance in terms of our physiological function based on what that organ system governs, emotional dysfunction based on what the organ system governs, and a mental dysfunction. So our capacity to be successful at engaging all life activities, to be successful in all life activities that require us to approach it in some specific way based on the energy that we need, is compromised if our energy is imbalanced. So Qigong has to do with how do you modify, how do you modulate, how do you balance, right, the yin and yang as it expresses itself through these four, five modalities of energy as it goes through its cyclical phases. So it's how, so in one sense, it's living in harmony with the cycles and how to live in such a way that you keep these cyclical forces balanced within your being. And we can talk about how we do that in terms of the different elements that we're looking at in terms of the five-element balancing system.
Okay. Well, I want to give the listeners an opportunity to ask a question. If you're listening online, press 1, and I'll bring you on, and you can ask your question or make your comment. If you're listening online, number is 347-324-5727. Well, you know what, brother? It's so interesting. This conversation is very, very important because just like with, for example, stress, quote, unquote, you have people walking around that appear to be fine. They appear that, you know, everything is going well. They appear that everything is okay, but they might have high blood pressure and not even know it, okay? There are people out here that I'm sure are walking around with, you know, their energy is just not balanced. The yin and the yang is not balanced properly. But there has to be a way, because if, like, for example, the person who might be stressed and not know it, and there's no external manifestation where one can look and see, oh, this person's stressed out because they look to be calm. Somebody may look like they have their energy is all together, but what are the ways that in which a person can actually tell? Is there a way that somebody can say, okay, well, like, for example, somebody might go to the doctor and say, okay, I need to go get my blood pressure checked. Okay, is there a way that someone can go say, I need to go get my energy, my Qigong level checked? How can people find out where they are energy-wise in terms of the life force and whether or not it's balanced or needs to be balanced?
Okay, that fits right in line with the workshop that we're going to have this coming Sunday with Rawun Ephraim in the first, in terms of five-element balance and Qigong, right? We're going to introduce a system of Qigong cultivation that begins with analyzing, dissecting, if you will, the life force, meaning how the life force is expressing itself through the body, through what we call these 12 organ meridian systems. And so what we have access to is what we call the Acugraph 5 system, right, which is basically a scanner. It's a scanner, right? And what that scanner does, it literally diagnoses the condition of the energy within the 12 organ meridians. It can do many different diagnoses in terms of the energy systems in the body. relative to different meridians. But the ones that we're going to focus on is these 12 Arkham meridians. And why these 12 Pacific meridians? Because they are directly tied into toward the 12 organs in Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine, what they call the six yin and the six yang organs, that's directly responsible for our physiological functioning and behavior, our emotional functioning and behavior, and our mental functioning and behavior. Right? And to add on to that, when you mention how can somebody know, every disease manifestation, right, every emotional manifestation, every mental manifestation is able to be because of the nature and the condition of the energy within these 12 organ meridians. So even though you may not be manifesting any type of quote-unquote external symptoms in terms of what people may see, right, but any type of disease, be it hypertension, be it diabetes, be it cardiovascular disease, you name it, or any type of stomach disorders, any type of emotional, excessive anger, excessive fear, jealousy, grief, depression, inability to concentrate, inability to focus, inability to be very logical in your thinking. All of those abilities and capabilities, right, are expressions of imbalances, right, in the life force, right? And what this acugraph scanner is able to do is able to determine the condition of the life force. So, for example, when every organ meridian, right, the life force could be either excessive, meaning that it's way above board. If you got an excess, and let's say in the liver organ meridian, the liver gallbladder organ meridian, let's say if the energy is very excess, then that means that it manifests itself as a lot of irritability, a lot of anger, a lot of inner tension, a lot of frustration, and that literally disrupts the life force and causes major physiological illnesses as well as emotional stuff, as we see, and mental inabilities. Right? And so there's a means, so we have means in terms of how we can address that once we identify what it is. The life force can also become deficient, meaning you don't have enough of the energy in the Pacific meridian. If your kidneys, organ meridian, urinary bladder organ meridian is tend to be very deficient. That can manifest itself as reproductive problems for a woman. Could be problems with her menses, etc. Could be an inability to conceive for a man. Could be impotence, etc. And way before they even potentially manifest a symptom, if we see that deficiency there, we know it's going to manifest in those type of ways, low back pains, etc. And energy could be also what we call split, meaning that the meridians, we have these 12 organ meridians are on both sides of the body, the left side as well as the right side. So it may be, so that the bladder may be of a certain percentage on the left side, and the right side may be way off the chart. So we call that a split. That's a split, and that split causes is a serious imbalance. It's a serious imbalance within that bladder organ meridian, and that causes a lot of problems and dysfunctionality in every aspect. Once again, physically, emotionally, and mentally, right? And then we have what we call normal. So this Acugraph 5 scan is able to literally diagnose the condition of the energy in all 12 of these meridians, right, and then provide point identification in terms of how to correct them. And what we do in our Sarah set is provide Qigong healing sounds as well as Qigong tonification movements, right, to be able to address these issues. And there's other things we do in terms of moxibustion and even a tuning fork to help assist in that process.
So will people be able to get their analysis at the open house?
Most definitely, right. There's two approaches. We have just initial scan that's free. That's on like a 5-point scan. That just kind of gives you an introduction in terms of what the system could do, but it doesn't give us much to work with in terms of really understanding what's going on. To really understand what's going on, you have to deal with the 12 organ systems. 12 organ meridian scan, right? That's a little bit more involved. It takes about 10 minutes, and it gives a much more complete profile of what's happening with all 12 organ systems. Once again, the 12 organ meridians as well as their corresponding organs. So we're looking at what's happening with the liver, the kidney, the gallbladder, the heart, the small intestines, the large intestines, right? And we know about how these things come out. We could pretty much determine, right, what's happening with the energetics of the body. And because of that, we know there's dysfunctionality that can lead to disease, right? They can lead to manifestation of disharmony. In fact, we say that it's this disharmony and this dysfunctionality, either excessive or deficient or split, that is the cause of diseases, emotional irregularities as well as mental irregularities. So even though we're not doctors, so we're not diagnosing diseases. We're not doing that. But what we're doing is looking at the energy patterns, right, in the meridians, right, that can be, that speaks to imbalances, excesses, or deficiencies that can correspond to certain Western imbalances or Western named diseases. And what we work to do is helping you to do point identification, do massage, magnet therapy, along with potential using tuning forks, and along with Qigong exercises and healing sounds to help modulate, to change, to bring the meridians back into harmony. It's a very great way for self-help. And you could take that information to your doctor or to some physician, right? And you can have a very intelligent conversation with them in terms of how, you know, you're improving or you're not improving.
You know, this is absolutely amazing, and I'm sure that I hear somebody out there screaming, man, give the address. So I'm going to tell everybody how they can take advantage of this open house, give you the address, the time, the telephone number. Okay, that's going to be, again, this Sunday, November the 1st, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and that's going to be at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip is 20011. And if you'd like more information, please call 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. Again, that's going to be this Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. It's going to be a free open house with Shechem Meshechem Ra'un Nefer Amen. He's coming to town. You definitely want to make sure that you get out there and get this information and just come on out and show Dr. Amen how much you appreciate all of the information, all of the tools that he's given us over the last 40 years. This information is vital. It's information that you don't hear about every day. And there are a lot of things that impact us in this life, and every tool that you can put in your toolbox is a benefit, and this is going to benefit you. It can benefit your family. It's going to benefit your life. Bubba, you mentioned healing sounds. Sounds is another thing. It's like we talked briefly about the breath, and you gave a really in-depth, great explanation concerning that and the role that it plays in Qigong, Central. The Qigong. Another thing that we take for granted is sound. If, for example, you don't have any hearing problems, you're hearing everything. You know, you wake up, you hear, as a matter of fact, the clock might be the first thing that wakes you up in the morning. The sound of the alarm might be the very first thing you hear upon waking up is a sound. And throughout, from the time you wake until the time you lay back down, you're hearing sounds all day long. You're hearing people speaking, you're hearing music, you're hearing all kinds of things. And all of this is impacting the life force in some way. Baba, could you talk about sound and the role that healing sounds play in Qigong?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Baba. I mean, sound is a major force. The way we want to look at sound, sound is a vibration. Vibration is an energy. It's an energy, right? And so an energy effects. The bottom line with energy is that effects. So sound is another way to put in motion energy because of its vibratory rate. And the thing about healing sounds is that healing sounds are very specific to organ systems. The way we use them, there are many different healing sounds for different approaches, for different ways. But the way we use it, we have healing sounds that are specific to organ systems, meaning that there's a healing sound that's very specific to the liver. There's a healing sound that's very specific to the kidney. There's a healing sound that's very specific to the heart. The same thing with the spleen, the same thing with the lungs, right? And what we call the triple energizer. And these healing sounds allow you to help harmonize and restore balance, right, to that organ system. If you have a situation where you have an excessive energy, and say in the liver channel, once again in the spleen channel, you can literally chant this healing sound to help balance that energy, to put it back into balance. Right? And that's a critical piece. And sound is very, very, very powerful. What we need to understand is that there are multiple things that affect our life force. Diet being a major piece, a major factor.
Mm-hmm.
The food that we put into our body, the how it chemically affects the blood has a major factor on the life force. Our emotions have a major factor on the life force. Right? Medicines that we take has a major impact on life force. Drugs have a major impact on the life force. The weather conditions, temperature, right? All these things have major impacts on the life force. So things are always impacting our life force. And we know, we said emotions, but emotions that manifest itself as what we call quote-unquote stress, right? Because that's how we tend to express most of our stress is through emotional restraints, through emotional upsets, through emotional entanglements, right, et cetera, that inner tension that comes with that from the emotional element. Right? So that has a major disruptive effect on the life force. So part of what we do is addressing these imbalances. When I say it has an effect on the life force, it causes excess, it causes deficiency, it can drain the life force, it can cause a split in the life force. So these techniques, once we identify where those deficiencies, excesses, and splits or imbalances are via the Acugraph 5, then we can apply right healing sounds. Right. That can help balance those things out. Then we could do specific tonification exercises to help nurture and strengthen and restore deficiencies. Right. We could apply what we call different acupuncture points that's specific. And the thing about the Acugraph, it identifies the specific acupuncture for the specific acupressure points, right, that are specific to that particular imbalance in that organ system. So if you have an imbalance in your spleen organ system, it will give you a graph to show you the different imbalances or deficiencies or excesses, and it will identify for you the specific points that you could massage or potentially use moxibustion on your own to help address that point, be it a point that speaks about an excessive energy, be it a point that speaks to a deficient situation, or be it a point that speaks to how can you balance what we call a split or a disharmony in between the left and right organ meridians. So it's very, very useful in that sense. But it identifies those things, and people who decide to get the scan will also get a graph that explains all of this along with the points, right? And then we have a whole series of classes that we're going to implement along the 6-week session that we're going to implement with that to help people learn Qigong from the standpoint of the tonifying movements, from the standpoint of the healing sounds, from the standpoint of stasis, etc. And we also have DVDs that shows you the movement in terms of Qigong, and it shows you the how to deal with the healing sounds, specifically the stasis sounds. So we have a lot in place to help address once people identify via the Acugraph 5 scan, once we identify the dysfunctionalities and imbalances in the meridian system, we have a whole plethora of tools to help us balance this out. And once again, this is not to say that if you have a major issue that you should not go to your doctor or you should not deal with a professional acupuncturist or someone who's very skilled in those areas. We're saying that everybody needs, this is like a little step beyond first aid, where you get everybody the means and resources that they need to work on their own to help balance themselves out. And with the cost of health care, we all need to be involved in something to help maintain our health. And it's not just about just maintaining your health. It's also about how you can increase your vitality. If all of your scan came out totally normal, you still want to increase your vitality. You still want to maintain a high level of harmony between the yin and the yang. And why you want to do this? Because if energy is responsible for your capacity to be successful in all life endeavors, because life is about doing and having an insight as to what you're doing, and that all that requires energy. So you want to increase your capacity to do and increase your capacity to have insight. So even if you're totally healthy, how do you do tonification exercise? How do you do purification sounds? How do you massage these points to maximize your capacity to manifest your infinite potential and your unlimited unlimited possibilities? So it's, you know, it's one sense it's healing, you know, and it's corrective and it's balancing. But another sense is also how can you increase your resources and your power, right, and your insight to accomplish anything that you want to accomplish in life. And I think we need that as African people.
You know, Baba, once I, you know, I'm listening to you, it's very, very clear to me that the approaches to treatment when it comes to traditional Chinese medicine and allopathic, which is the Western approach, is totally different. The traditional Chinese medicine approach appears to be so non-invasive. You know, it appears to be so non-invasive. I mean, you'll do some meditation, you know, some breathing exercises, you know, some chant, some healing sounds, very non-invasive, whereas opposed to the Western approach where, you know, they get the knife out and be ready to cut you, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really encouraged by what I'm hearing concerning the workshop or the open house, shall I say, and the approach to healing that is being offered. And again, I encourage everybody to make it out to the open house. That's this Sunday, November the 1st, and that's going to be from 3 to 6 p.m. at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip there, in case you need to, you know, look it up, is 20011 MapQuested. The telephone number for more information is 202-630-2507. Again, that's 202-630-2507. Bob, if you could talk about just the five elements in the open house is titled Five Elements Balancing Qigong. Okay, so what are the five elements and the role that they play? Because people are going to be getting a taste of this at the open house, so kind of give them, whet their appetite a little bit. What are the five elements and how do they relate to Qigong?
Okay. So basically, if we go back to the notion that the life force has two major divisions, one we call yin and one we call yang, and we say yin is the internal introverted force and yang is the external extroverted force. So these two broad modalities, yin and yang, what we call female and male, right? We assign an element to the yin force and we call it water. And we assign an element to the yang force, and we call that fire, right? So those are the two major elements, water and fire, or yin and yang, right? And then as you take these two elements, and as you go from the, let's say, the fire corresponds to the summertime as an element. It corresponds to the heart organ meridian. And the quality of fire is hot and dry because you heat things up and you dry it up, right? So this element we call fire has a quality, hot and dry, corresponds to the summer. It corresponds to the heart, small intestines, and organ meridian. As the summer unfolds its energy from just June 25th, as it unfolds its way towards the fall, the heat begins to drop. As that heat drop, right, then what happens is when you get to the fall, a significant amount of heat, the hotness of the summer has become depleted. So now we have what is called cold and dry, right? So that cold and dry element is assigned what we call the element metal, right? Because the nature of metal is cold and dry, right? It corresponds to the fall season. It governs the long, large intestines, organ meridian, meaning that the long organ intestine, organ meridian is energized, is strengthened, is able to function because of this cold and dry energy that we use the metaphor metal to embody a modality of energy. So all of these different five elements speak as a metaphor to speak to a phase of energy, a modality of energy. So we move on from the fall to the winter, right? We lose the dryness of the fall and it's continuing to become cold. And then we have what we call water. And water has the quality cold and moist. Water is cold and it's very, very moist. It's a hydrating quality, right? Corresponds to the winter. It governs the kidney, urinary bladder, organ meridian, right? So what we're saying is that the nature of the energy, what we call water as an element, is the energy that governs is a very cold and moist energy, meaning that if I was to give you an herb that was very cold and moist energetically, what it would tend to do is lower your body temperature and help you hold on to moisture. That's the energetic effect. If I had to give you an herb that was very hot and dry, like garlic, like ginger, like cinnamon, right, the effect would be to increase the heat and dry you out, because that's what it does. You know, so we're talking about, so these elements are basically metaphors for energies, for classification of energies, for energy modalities, right? And every organ of these five organ meridians that we talk about is governed by one of these elements. So when we talk about five element balancing qigong. We're talking about balancing the elements or the organ systems that those energy, that those elements represent, right, in our bodies. Or another way of looking at it from the standpoint, we're going to balance the seasons within our bodies: the summer, the fall, the winter, the spring, etc. And this transition season that we call Earth. So the five element balancing system has to do with balancing the energies, the different phases, right, as it manifests itself on a seasonal basis, on an annual basis. And these, we have the same elements within us, and so how are we balancing this energy inside of us? So we're basically balancing the kidney, the liver, the heart, the spleen, the lungs, right, making sure that this energy is balanced, it's not excessive, it's not deficient, right, it's not split, right, it's all working together in harmony. And one thing you asked about, you know, you mentioned allopathic approaches in terms of oriental approaches. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that, you know, when you go to an oriental doctor, right, and you have a specific name disease or a specific physiological manifestation, let's say you have hypertension, right, you have hypertension, but they're looking at that. But first and foremost, they're going to look at what's happening with your organ meridians, what's happening with the liver, what's happening with the kidney, what's happening with the heart. Right? The hypertension may be more kidney-based, right? It may have something to do with your heart. But they understand that all the body organ systems work integratively together, complementary and integratively together. So therefore, whatever you do to the heart is going to affect everything. Whatever you do to the kidney is going to affect anything. Meaning that if you have a kidney imbalance in your organ meridians, it's going to affect all the organ meridians. If you have a liver imbalance in your organ and your profile, it's going to affect all of the organ system. So an oriental approach is to first make sure that I'm looking at what are the imbalances, what are the deficiencies, what are the excessive in all your organ meridians that contribute to the imbalance of the whole life force. And so therefore they're going to treat all of that, right? And then once they get all that in balance, then they're going to move towards looking at that specific manifestation that may be a part of a kidney dysfunction or a heart dysfunction in terms of the hypertension. So therefore it's much more holistic. Because you may have a problem with your hypertension that may be due to a lung problem, even though it's manifested in the heart, it could be due to a lung problem. Mm-hmm. So if you don't deal with the source of it, right, then you still have these same imbalances. So just to deal with a specific problem, a specific physiological manifestation, and not dealing with the underlying energy pattern that's causing the imbalance, you're still sick.
Mm-hmm.
You're still sick.
You know, Baba, again, there is so much information that Shechem Shechem Ra and Nefer Amen has provided us. And this open house is no exception when it comes to just the magnitude and the height of knowledge and wisdom that he's providing to us. And for people out there that are listening, you never know just how easy a situation can be changed. For example, you might be going through something right now physically, but it may have its roots in your energy configuration or your balance or lack thereof of your energy. So when you go to an open house such as this, you're going to get information that can actually, if you heed the information, because that's the main thing, you can have the information, but if you don't heed it and take advantage of it, then it's not going to be of any use to you. But if you heed the information, and you're hearing this information for the first time, and you never knew anything about Qigong before today, then if you're in the D.C. area, get by 6224 3rd Street on this Sunday, that is November the 1st, from 3 to 6 p.m. There's going to be an open house, and Shechem Shechem, Raul Nefer Amen, is going to be there. And this brother, for the past 40 years or so, has been giving us information to enhance our life, to basically heal our persons, heal our families, heal our communities, and ultimately, it can heal this world. So this is very, very powerful information, and I want to encourage you to take advantage of this free open house and get your analysis done and find out where you are energetically, because again, it could be just as simple, the solution to whatever might be plaguing you could be as simple as doing some chanting, some meditation healing sounds, or, you know, learning how to breathe, correctly. So this is very, 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 very powerful. And I have a question for you, Baba, before we go, because I know that there are a lot of people out here that are dealing with mental issues. There are people walking around that appear to be sane, but, you know, are really in another place. I mean, and it's real. There are a lot of people out here that are just mentally ill. And when I say mentally ill, not the kind of mentally ill that would have you in a psychiatric ward, but mentally ill nevertheless. How can a system like Qigong help with people who are dealing with mental illnesses, even from the schizophrenia to, you know, even less obvious mental illnesses? Can Qigong help with that?
Most definitely. In fact, it's the hallmark of healing. The hallmark of healing is how you heal the emotional damages. That's the hallmark of healing. And I'm saying emotions because most of our mental expressions or mental imbalances, right, deal with emotional trauma. Be it in childhood, be it happening in the womb, be it happening in our adult life, is emotional trauma. Most of us have not been taught how to deal with quote-unquote emotional trauma, how to deal with the quote-unquote stressors of life, the challenges of life that we internalize in a very quote-unquote stressful way. Most of us haven't been taught how to deal with that. Right? And that has a lot to do with lack of knowledge, first and foremost, lack of knowledge in terms of who we are, who we identify with, right? And two, what lifestyle that we have to incorporate, right, to help minimize the impact of dysfunctionality in our emotional expressions. Our diet has a major role. The chemicals in our foods, the toxins in our foods, and in the environment, has a major role in disrupting the life force, disrupting the blood, disrupting the organ systems. Right, it has a major impact on the chemicals and the hormones in our body, the neurotransmitters that begins to make us imbalanced in terms of being able to function rationally and reasonably in terms of response to challenges. The things that we do in terms of alcohol and drugs, you know, the cigarette smoking, the excessive sex, you know, that derange the life force, that devitalize the life force, that incapacitate incapacitate us in terms of our ability to have normal reactions and responses and peaceful responses to situations. So above and beyond the what we know in terms of the bipolars and the schizophrenic and the things that the so-called diagnosis and things that require medication, most of us are suffering from emotional trauma. And then emotional trauma has a major disequilibrating effect on our life force. And it houses itself in one of those 12 organ meridians. So anger could be stored in the liver, right? Grief could be stored in the lungs, right? Sadness could be stored in the spleen, you know. Fear could be stored in the kidneys. So we have these anxieties, these emotional energies due to life traumas, life challenges that we haven't resolved. And it's stored in our life force. And that's a dysfunctionality, some deficiency causing a deficiency, causing some excess, causing some imbalance in our life force. That's affecting us physiologically. That's affecting us emotionally and affecting us in terms of our mental processes. So Qigong is very, very good at identifying, you know, the emotional traumas as an energy contusion or energy constriction or a tension someplace in the organ, in the body, in the muscle someplace, or in the organ system, and help breaking that up and releasing it and letting it go. So you have people having these very peaceful aha moments after doing a series of Qigong, having memories come back to them because their energy is being broken up. So it's very important that people understand that we talk about life, Qigong has to do with life force cultivation. It's important to understand that the living process required that you cultivate your life force, because you need life force to live. So any society that's not engaged in a very sophisticated and competent system at cultivating the life force, that society is a very serious lack of understanding of life itself. Right? So all throughout Africa, all throughout the third world, there were countries, there were nations that were very heavy into cultivating the life force. We did it through African dance, we did it through African rituals, we did it through African ceremonies. There are multiple ways of cultivating the life force, right? Initiation processes, right? And Oriental medicine, they did it through this set of exercises that they call Qigong, Tai Chi, Kung Fu, etc., whatever you call it, right? And they did a very good job in terms of perfecting a high level of cultivation with that. But every society, everybody who lives should want to have a means of cultivating the life force. And to cultivate the life force is not just on the physical level. It has to be on the emotional and mental level. That's why the organ theory approach that can be scanned, your organs that can, the meridians that can be scanned using the Acrograph 5 system is very, very accurate and very potent in terms of diagnosing what's happening with your organ meridian system, right? Diagnosing the 12 organs in the entire body and how we can bring about balance and equilibrium and longevity and vitality back to these systems so you can live much more peacefully and much more functionally and can guarantee success in your life.
Now, see, the last thing you just said is what I'm sure a lot of people have been wanting for ever since they can remember, to be able to guarantee success in your life. Again, there are a lot of tools out here, and Shechem & Shechem has given us so many different tools to that end to help us to be able to guarantee success in our life. You want to make it out to this workshop. I'm going to give the information again. It is this Sunday, November the 1st, at the Sinbeb Wellness Complex. Is that correct, brother?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest Washington, D.C. If you need the MapQuest, the zip code is 20011. And if you'd like more information, the telephone number there is 202-630-2507. That's 202-630-2507. I want to recommend, while I have everybody on the phone, I want to recommend a few books by Shechem & Shechem, Rahu Nefa Amen, because if you're hearing this information, in case you have not known, I don't know where you've been, but if you don't know Shechem & Shechem, his most recent book is called Stress Free for Life. And this is a very, very, very powerful, powerful, powerful book. You have got to get this book. If you haven't gotten it yet, make sure you get Stress Free for Life. I'm sure that if you dial the number 202-630-2507, they can tell you how you can go about getting that book. Another book is called WAAB, and that's spelled U-A-A-B like baby, Volume 1, Heal and Enhance Your Brain with Kemetic Meditation. That's also by Shechem & Shechem, Rahu Nefer Amen, author of the Medusa's Tears. Again, the book is called WAAB, Heal and Enhance Your Brain with Kemetic Meditation. Oh, my God, get this book. It's going to give you a breakdown of your brain that you did not know. Okay, you're going to be surprised at the information that you get out of that book. But definitely pick up Stress Free for Life. That's Rahu Nefer Amen's most recent book. You definitely want to get that book because it is really, truly going to give you a whole new understanding into yourself, into your brain, and into life, as all of his books do. And, Baba, before we go, let's talk about briefly stress, because, again, it, just like with other things, people are walking around and not even, you know, just in addition to the mental issues, people are stressed and don't even know it. People wake up every day, those who are working, and go to jobs, in many cases, that they hate. You know, dealing with people that get on their nerves, quote, end quote. You know, then coming home to marriages in some cases, if the marriages aren't, if they're not happy within the marriages, children acting up. I mean, just you turn on the news, you see, you know, there are wars and rumors of wars and, you know, stuff happening, police brutality, all kinds of stuff going on that
yes,
if
sir.
A person is not careful could interpret that, if they did not know better, as stress. And we know it's our stress response to situations that is the real problem But how about Qigong and stress? How can Qigong help with a person eliminating stress from their life?
Well, two things. Well, let me say this first. Right? In terms of the books that you mentioned, I want to let people also know that in terms of books that we have, Shekhar Shekhar has written three books on Qigong. One is called Qigong Healing Prescriptions. Another one is called Qigong Success. And another one is called The Tree of Life Qigong. I know we're going to have at least two of them available. So it's not just an issue situation where you have the lecture. There's also books that you could buy and DVDs that speaks to Qigong in terms of how to use it. Now, with that being said, in terms of stress in Qigong, right? The bottom line with stress is that, you know, it's who you identify with, right? And that says everything. We have an identity that says that we are human beings, which means that it's okay. As a human being, it's normal to get angry. It's normal to get sad. It's normal to have grief. It's normal to get frustrated. It's normal to get upset. It's normal to have jealousy. We accept that, right? Because we identify with something that who we're not. So the very first step to our stress is realizing that you're a divine being. As a divine being, your nature is peace. And what that means is that your natural response to any and all challenges in life is what we call no response. And that no response is what we call peace. Right? And that peace has to be cultivated. And that deals with switching identity. Now, once you have the effect of that stressful response in terms of your organs becoming tense, you know, your meridians becoming diseased, deficient, split or put in a disharmonized state, excessive. Once you go through these emotional traumatic moments and you internalize them as quote unquote as a stressful experience, right, then those energies are stored in your organ systems. Meaning that anger is stored in your liver, that fear is stored in your kidney, that grief is stored in your lungs, you know, etc. And so what happens is what Qigong does, through the Qigong movement and purification, right, healing sounds, right, you can literally purify, flush out, right, these toxic, energetic, crystallized states that's manifesting itself as a sickness, physiological sickness, illness, or tension, whatever. Literally flush them out, purify them, and then you can feel the body becoming more relaxed. You can feel the body becomes more evolved, more relaxed. So what happens is that this is what Qigong does. Through the purifying sounds, through the purification movements, along with the stasis sounds that we have, along with the different points on the different meridians, in terms of applying acupuncture, acupressure, you know, what we call the tuning fork therapies, which we'll learn all about that in a workshop. We can literally detox, if you will, these different points on the different organ meridians, and we could detox these stressful states that has been entombed, so to speak, into the body. But ultimately, you have to learn how to cultivate that peace with the knowledge of knowing that your natural response to any and all things is one of peace. That's the first step we have to do, is get you to understand and know who you are, so you won't continue to respond, quote-unquote, stressfully to an event that's coming in your way. That's ultimately what we have to do. Right? But Qigong has a major role in dealing with the effects of stress. It can literally mitigate it and totally wipe it out. But how you think and how you identify, how you think about who you are, how you identify with who you are, determines how you are able to totally wipe it out and make it stress-free.
Everybody, I wish that I could take this interview for 5 more hours because this is food, and I know that you all are enjoying this as much as I am. And if you want to get more of this food, if this whets your appetite, okay, for more, okay, then make it out Sunday to the open house. It's going to be at 6224 3rd Street. That's the Simbeb Wellness Complex in Washington, D.C. That's Northwest Washington, D.C. The zip is 20011. The phone number is 202-630-2507. It's five balancing Chi Gong Shekem Shekem Ra'un Nefa Amin is going to be there. He's going to be doing the open house, and you get a chance to meet him. You'll get a chance to speak with him, shake his hand, and show him the love that he has shown us for the last 40 years. Baba, again, I want to thank you so much. I knew that when we were planning to do this interview that you were going to share a lot of powerful, powerful information that our listeners can use. And I want to thank you. I want to thank the other Shechems in the Osiriset Society, of course, Shechem Shechem Ra'un Nefa Amen, all of the Orowas and the Orowats and the Shechems, for all of the work that you all have been doing over the past 40 or so years in disseminating this information, giving it to our people to help us begin to heal ourselves, our persons, our families, our communities, and ultimately the nation and the world. And this is a work that is so necessary. And I just want to say tu'au to you, and just say this has been an awesome, awesome interview, and like to invite everybody that's listening. I'm going to give you one more chance. If you press 1 and you'd like to speak with Shechem Tepraim Sa'a, I can bring you on board, and you can make your question or ask your question and make your comment. Or if you're listening online, the number is 347-324-5727. Otherwise, Shechem, any parting words for our listeners today?
Well, I definitely want to take advantage of, once again, of acknowledging that we need to take advantage of Shechem Shechem. He has been, most consistent and most gracious in terms of sharing his wisdom with us. And for those of us who have been a part of the Osiriset Society since its inception, we know very, very well the benefits it has brought into our lives. I mean, it's immense, and it's immeasurable, right, in multiple different ways, in terms of family, stabilities, and relationships, in terms of health, in terms of vitality, in terms of insight, in terms of changing your whole direction of life, in terms of being in partnership with him, in terms of helping us as people and in the world move forward. Right. So I encourage everyone to really come out and really appreciate this incredible gift that God has given us in the presence of Shechem Shechem to really help us move forward as a people and help heal this world, because it's a very, very sick world.
Absolutely. You said it. It's rare, and we are very blessed to live in an age where we have somebody that you know that future generations are going to look back and see the impact that the work that Shechem Shechem has had on this age. And, when you are able to live in a time where there is a sage, a living sage, and you can actually meet this person and sit and learn at this person's feet, is truly, it's humbling, and it's an honor, and it's a blessing. So I, like you, encourage everyone to get out to the workshop, to the open house, and meet Shechem Shechem Ra'un Nefa Amen. You get an opportunity to thank him and just to show support for the work that he's been doing, and to, of course, get your analysis. The workshop is for you. He's coming to give this information to you for free. Okay, it's a free open house. Yep. So, take advantage of this information and the opportunity that you have to sit at the feet of a master and learn techniques and tools that can help enhance your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jawanza. You've been listening to Jawanza for Life. I invite you to leave me a message. If you're listening on, of course, online, there's a message, function where you can leave a message for me. I'd like to know how you're enjoying the shows, if you're enjoying the shows, how you would like to see the shows go, and just get some feedback, because I'm bringing these information to you for you and your family and your community and your world. So I'd like to know, just get a little feedback from you, okay? Well, Baba, again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be my special guest. To all of the listeners, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to spend the last hour or so with myself and Shechem Tepraim Sa'a. Again, to everybody online, to Aou, thank you. By the way, these shows are archived, so within 1/2 hour after this show ends, it will be archived. So if you know of somebody that you know wasn't listening, that you feel needs this information, tell them about it. You can also go back to the archives and listen to it over and over again. We've got shows with Shechem Raul Nefer Amen. I mean, we did an awesome show with Hekshem Suharu, Mayab Natir, Shaka Mayab Natir on the fall equinox. And again, I'm sorry, yes, the fall equinox. And okay. And we've got other shows with Shechem Tebrahim Sa'ah. We've got shows with Orwa Hehi Meturan Comet, where we've actually done a series on the 11 laws of God. You don't want to miss that. Go back and check these archive shows out. Brother Sanupara Keperong is a regular on Jawanza for Life. He comes on every third Tuesday of the month, and we discuss a different aspect of Bazi astrology. We have a show with, it was an awesome show, this was leading up to the Atefu conference with Orwa Tahuti Kamau. That was a very, very powerful show. That's in the archives as well. Even though the conference has passed, go back and listen to that show. I'm sure you're going to get some information that you can benefit from. So, again, to everybody, Tuau, thank you so much for your time. Spread the word about this upcoming open house on the 1st. If you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, but you have family and relatives in the area, you can share the information with them. If you can't make it, maybe they can. It's an open house, and it's free, and they get to meet Shechem Meshechem, Rahu Nefer Amen, and get information that can change their life. So, until the next time, my name is Jawanza. I thank you so much for your time. Shechem Tebrahim Sa'ah, as always, I knew it was going to be awesome, and it was, my brother. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Baba. Thank you so much for your work, Baba. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. Yeah. Everybody, that was Shechem Tebrahim Sa'ah. Man, what a powerful, powerful brother and a powerful, powerful interview. Now, again, I'm going to give the information one more time because it's needed. You need to be there. That's this Sunday, November the 1st. The hours are from 3 to 6 p.m. The address is 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20011. The telephone number, if you'd like more information, is 202-630-2507. I'll repeat that. That's 202-630-2507. Thank you so much again. My name is Jawanza, and I truly don't take you for granted. You could be doing something else, but your spirit brought you here. So glad it did. Aren't you? Take care. My name is Jawanza. Talk to you soon.
Hit that, Bob.
That's it.